Mr. Yudalid, in a number of places in Shas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua argue about a concept known as Tor B'dvar Mitzvah V'Osa Mitzvah. If somebody makes a mistake whilst doing a mitzvah, and the action of doing the mitzvah turns out to also be an Avera. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even though the Avera was only because of the mitzvah, and it was exactly the same action of the mitzvah, nevertheless, you did an Avera, and therefore you would be Chayev. On the other hand, Rabbi Yeshua holds that since the action itself of the mitzvah is the Avera, so the only reason why you violated the Avera was because of the mitzvah. And so you would not be chayev, for example, a korban, for mistakenly having violated an Avera. Rabbi Yossi in our Mishnah takes this a step further, and he holds that even if the action of the mitzvah is not the exact same action as the Avera, however, the Avera was only done because of the mitzvah, sort of as a preparation for the mitzvah. So even in that case, Rabbi Yossi holds that he will be exempt. So he's even more lenient than Rabbi Yeshua. He holds that even if the Avera is only done as a preparation for the mitzvah itself exempts him from having violated the Avera. Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkot, Shechol Yos B'Shabbos, if it fell on Shabbos, and therefore during the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, one was obligated to shake the lulav. The Shochach V'Hoytzias HaLulav V'Shus HaRabim, and somebody forgot and mistakenly took out his lulav and his arba minim into a public domain, so he transported something from a private domain into a public domain. And that is forbidden mid'oraisa on Shabbos. Nevertheless, since he was doing it in preparation for a mitzvah, Potter, he is exempt mid'oraisa yitzia b'rishus, because he took it out with permission, as it were. Now, of course, ideally he is forbidden to do so, but the point is, since there is a mitzvah on the first day of Sukkot, despite the concern that people might take it out into Rishus HaRabim, so Rabbi Yossi holds that he is exempt, since he only violated the Avera as a result of being involved in the mitzvah. It should be noted, we have mentioned before, that mid'oraisa, in order to fulfill the obligation of the Abraminim, one doesn't need to shake it at all one needs to do is pick it up. As soon as you've taken it into your hands, you fulfill the obligation. Midrabbonon, you should shake it as well. That's how you should fulfill the mitzvah. But mid'oraisa, as soon as you've taken it, you fulfill the mitzvah. So it seems a bit strange in this Mishnah that carrying it into a public domain is considered to be part of the mitzvah, preparation for the mitzvah. But he already fulfilled the mitzvah. As soon as he lifted it up, he fulfilled the mitzvah mid'oraisa. So since he is no longer preparing for the mitzvah by carrying it into Rishus HaRabim, he's already fulfilled the mitzvah, he should be chayev. So the Gemara answers that it must be that he picked it up in a certain way that he wouldn't have actually fulfilled the obligation. For example, if he picked it up upside down, to fulfill the obligation, even mid'oraisa, you have to pick it up in its regular direction. So it must be that he picked it up in the wrong way, such that he has not yet fulfilled the mitzvah. This could very well be the source for our minhag, to hold the esrog upside down when making the bracha, so that only after we make the bracha we actually fulfill the obligation by turning over the esrog so it is the right direction.